So while they debate over a debate and race headlong into the debt ceiling, is there a magic bullet to solve the crisis? Try a magic coin. Some economists, legal scholars, and now even a congressman are suggesting a $1 trillion platinum coin could be minted, and the government could use that to pay the debt, avoid default, and preempt the debt ceiling crisis. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says, "I'm being absolutely serious. It sounds silly, but it's absolutely legal." I spoke to economist Joe Gagnon.
Why do you think it's a good idea right now?
Well, I think it's better than a government shutdown. It's better than defaulting on the debt. I mean, it's better than the bad alternatives.
And technically, it does appear to be legal. Here's how.
The U.S. government can print new money, but under law, there's a limit to how much paper money can be in circulation at any one time. There are also rules that at least limit the denominations that gold, silver, and copper coins can be, but there is no limit on platinum coins. The president can issue a platinum coin in any denomination. Treasury can mint it and then just print on it $1 trillion. The president can then order that coin to be deposited at the Federal Reserve.
Then, says Gagnon,
and the Fed would credit the Treasury's account. And so when the Treasury writes checks to pay people, the Fed will cash them.
And that money would never be in public circulation, so some believe it wouldn't cause inflation. But Gagnon says it'll only temporarily pay America's bills, won't bring down its massive debt long term. That's also some conservatives' argument against it.